How important is the mind of Christ? It's important for probably 1,000 reasons, but one of them is it's the only way the authentic you will ever be known. The mind of Christ is not something put upon you. The mind of Christ is something you were designed for. The mind of Christ is actually, it's the glove that fits perfectly. It's the seamless connection between your design and the designer. The renewed mind is to, in a sense, usher in the miraculous. It is to give us access to a godly self-esteem that anchors our soul into the nature and covenant of God. But the third thing it does, the renewed mind is free from anxiety. The renewed mind positions us for godly creativity. Stop trying to be different. Stop trying to be original. Start trying to be authentic.
Come on. That's a good word.
Artists who try to be original just do stupid things. But artists who work to be authentic create.
Come on. So good.
As I'm telling you the absolute truth. You can create out of pain, but it's never as wonderful as those who create out of the overflow of life in Christ.
Yes.
Every 5-year-old is an artist.
Yes.
And somehow we get into an educational system where we get taught this one's an artist, that one is not.
Yeah.
And yet creativity is supposed to be a normal expression of every believer's life. Whether you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, a stay-at-home parent, whether you work down at the gas station, whether you own business, doesn't matter what it is. Creativity, authenticity, let me use that word. Authenticity is needed in every expression in society. Because there's an authentic expression of who God made you to be that the world is aching for. And trying to copy other people just kills what God made us to be. And what happens with their true renewed mind, that which is functioning in us, that renewed mind is free from the anxiety and the stuff that just ties us down, fearful of making a mistake. The renewed mind is not as fearful of making a mistake as it is of not taking risk. Think with me for a minute. The Christian life is supposed to be carefree. How is that even possible? Doctor wrote me a note, says, you need to have no stress in your life. And then he suggested, just have one day of the week that you deal with stressful things. Even that is challenging. So it is. It's today. And then tomorrow. And then Tuesday. Why? Let me take you into a strange story. We won't turn there, but you can study it on your own if you want. Zechariah chapter 1 talks about four horns. Horns in Scripture are authorities of powers. Four horns released in the earth. Four is the number of the earth, the world. North, south, east, and west. It represents the planet. So the enemy has taken four demonic realities, powers, and released them into the earth to discourage the people of God and undermine the work of the gospel, really is what it comes down to. And God's answer for these four horns was to release four artisans. That's one of the strangest things. It's like when God sent a choir into battle first. That the Lord's answer for these four realms of authority and powers that would blanket the earth with an oppressive mindset, the answer was four for in other words, a worldwide movement of creativity, a worldwide movement of restored, authentic expressions out of a relationship with God. That would terrorize the enemy. That would reverse the effect of these four horns. How important is the mind of Christ? It's important for probably 1,000 reasons, but one of them is it's the only way the authentic you will ever be known. It's the only way the authentic you will ever be realized by both you and those around you. The mind of Christ is not something put upon you. The mind of Christ is something you were designed for. The mind of Christ is actually, it's the glove that fits perfectly. It's the seamless connection between your design and the designer. A verse I know I mentioned here a few weeks ago. Mentioned again, I feel like it's probably could be the key passage for my life in the last maybe 10 years. It's out of John 15:7, where he says, "You abide in me, my words abide in you. You'll ask whatever you desire, it'll be done for you." I want to wrap this session up with this verse. Let me talk to you about it for a minute. You abide in me. Live in a place with a felt realization of God's presence. Let the affection of your heart be anchored in the fact that God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. He said, abide in me, my words abide in you. Be intentional about embracing, meditating, praying on what God has said over your life. It can't be passive. It can't be this occasional glimpse at a nice inspirational verse. It's got to be embracing of the meat of the word so that it has its full effect. Do you know the difference between milk and meat in Scripture? Milk is that which soothes and comforts. Meat is what brings about change. It's called, meat is called the word of righteousness in Hebrews 5. The word of righteousness, that which provokes change in me. Embracing that which God has said over me that will provoke change and transformational, personal transformation consistent with what God has said. What would it be like, Romans 12:3, to think according to faith? Abide in me, let my words abide in you. Then you become positioned to co-labor with God to see his will and his purposes done in and through you on the earth. It's the all-encompassing verse that describes our design, our purpose, our co-laboring role to see transformation happen all around us. It's a transformed mind that transforms a person. It's a transformed person that transforms a city. There's a connection. And you and I have been drafted into this role of partnering with the Lord to not just live with the realization that I can do nothing without him. I want to stop doing nothing with him. I want John 15:7 to be more and more my daily bread, where the intentional living in the manifest presence of God, embracing what he's declared over my life, unwilling to believe a lie in that context, see his will done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's stand together. Let me pray for your brain. Jesus. I'm not joking, but I'm joking. Anyway, all right. Father, Thanks for the mind of Christ. You've given it to us as an inheritance. It's in our account. And I pray that this would be a week of personal transformation where we think what you think, see what you see, feel what you feel, and that what you've designed for us would be more fully embraced by every single believer in this room. In fact, I pray for our new believers in here that they will not have to go through the years of turmoil and confusion that so many others of us have had to go through because they embrace truly the mind of Christ as our inheritance. I pray for this in the honor of the name of Jesus. Everybody said, amen. Amen.